It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. The king was eaten by worms. You can read that story in Book of Acts, chapter 12, verses 18 to 24. King Herod killed the apostle James by sword, and he even arrested Peter and put him in a jail, and he was going to kill him. But God did miracle, and Peter was set free. This king was very wicked king. People didn't like him. He was not treating people nicely. And one day he comes, Tyre and Sidon, and many people came to see him and hear the king. Even though they didn't like the king, but they want to make king happy, so everybody came. And the word of God says, Book of Acts chapter 12 verse 21, and upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and gave them a royal speech. And the people gave shouts, saying, it is the voice of God and not of man. See, when king is giving speech, even the people didn't like the king, but to please the king, all people start saying, this is a voice of God, and this is not a voice of man. And because of people saying this, he was puffed up. He was so proud. He did not say to people, I'm not God. I'm just a human being. But he took all the glory to himself. The word of God says he will not share his glory with anyone. No one can say he is God. There are so many people today, they are calling themselves God. But hear what happened. When the people give shout and start praising to this man, your voice is like God, and you are not a man, but you are God. The word of God says he did not give glory to God. And because he did not give glory to God, the angel of the Lord smote him, and the word of God says, immediately he was eaten by worms and he died. Can you imagine? The king had the power to kill James. He had the power to put Peter in jail and harass the Christians. And he thought, there is no one like me. And those days, kings were worshipped like God. Today also, in certain places, they treat their kings or their leaders as gods. But here we see, this man was eaten by worms and he died immediately. Many people did not believe this story, but recently we heard, there is a disease. That disease can eat your skin or eat your flesh and people can die. There is a mighty power of God greater than any man. People think devil is great. And some people say they're not afraid of God. See what happened. This man died immediately. It's a horrible situation. There is none greater than God. Once you are born again, child of God, the Word of God says, then greater one comes and lives in you. Devil is the king of the earth, but he is not king over the believers. We saw people lied and they dropped dead immediately. And people said, this is not a man, this is God, this is the voice of God. And that man was killed by angel and the worms ate him alive and he died. Our God is love. The Word of God says, God is love. But at the same time, our God is consuming fire. The Word of God says, when you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are passed from death unto life and no condemnation. Romans chapter 8, first two verses if you read, it says, there is no condemnation if you are in Christ Jesus. That means if you are a believer, believing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you ask forgiveness for your sins, you pass from death unto life, and there is no judgment, there is no condemnation. That is the love of God. But if someone keep on sinning and keep on denying God and His plan of salvation, and they start acting like God on earth, Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27. It is appointed man once to die and after that the judgment. God is love and God is consuming fire. Today Jesus Christ is saying, O heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest. Same Jesus in the time of judgment is going to judge everyone righteously. So this is the time of grace, mercy, love, and kindness. God loves you. That's why He sent His Son to die on the cross of Calvary. He wants to save you, heal you, deliver you, and set you free. Look at this king. He had all the power, all the glory, all the beautiful garments, everything what he needed. But he died instantly. Look at the Ananias and Sapphira. They had the money. They had the property. They had everything. But they lost their money. And they lost everything. And they died and went to hell. There are some people will teach you, once you are born again, you will never get lost. And that's why people commit sin. Peter raised dead people. Paul raised dead people. He could have raised these people. But they decided to go to hell. Revelation chapter 21 verse 8 says, all liars will go to lake of fire. God doesn't want you to go to lake of fire. The lake of fire is prepared for the devil and his followers. That's why we have to reject the devil and receive Jesus Christ and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. If you never gave your heart to Jesus Christ, this is your chance. Say, please, Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, save me, heal me, deliver me, and set me free. I want to follow you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. See, in this world, we did not bring anything. Out of this world, we cannot take anything. In this world, we have to decide, are we going to go to hell or we are going to go to heaven? Jesus Christ said, John chapter 14, verse 1 or 2, he says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, you believe in me. He said, I'm going to go to heaven and I'm going to prepare a place for you and I'll come back and I'll take you wherever I am. Jesus Christ is coming soon. He's coming for his people, born again children of God. He's coming for the church. He's coming for his bride. Now you gave your heart to Jesus Christ. You are a child of God. Let's pray that God will give you grace and victory in everything what you do. If there is someone sick in your family, or you are sick yourself, touch your body or touch somebody. And let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. You are a great God. You are so kind and so loving. You do not want your people to go to hell. That's why you send your Son to die for our sins. Lord Jesus, now we believe in you that we are your children and the healing is children's bread. Please touch each and every one who is listening to my voice, who has given their life to you, and let them live victoriously for the glory of God. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. God heard our prayer. Our sickness and disease is gone by faith. If you want to make sure, go for checkup. And when your doctor says you are okay, then you know Jesus did miracle. Whatever the things you were not able to do before, you can do it now and grow in the grace and the knowledge of God.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.